Economically speaking, the year 2012 was a difficult one for the Czechs. The country's economy, heavily dependent on exports to the Eurozone, is, according to most estimates, set for a contraction of around 1%. Wavering demand from the euro area, along with weak and fading domestic spending, are considered the main reasons behind the decline, not helped by the government's austerity and tax hikes. In 2013, the Eurozone is generally expected to return to moderate growth, but will this be enough to revive the Czech economy as well? That's a question I put to Jan Bureš, the chief economist for ERA Poštovní Spořitelna, part of the Belgian KBC Group.
In 2013, I expect the economy to remain in recession, at least in the first half of the year. And I expect bottoming out of the recession in the second quarter, in the middle of the year. It should be primarily driven by the growth of the sectors which are exposed to the Eurozone, because I expect certain bottoming out in the Eurozone markets and in the global economy. And then more slowly, I expect certain recovery also in the domestic consumption. We had a very bad year for the domestic consumption in 2012. And we saw a very drastic drop in the private consumption, the steepest fall since the mid-1990s. And I do not expect that this should continue. Although I see a certain rise in unemployment rate, I do not expect domestic consumption to fall continuously by so drastic rates as in 2012. So certain stabilization in domestic consumption should also help the economy to stabilize in the second half of the year. But overall, we should basically be around zero growth for the 2013.
Before we get to the domestic demand, let's talk about the Eurozone, European Union, and the Czech position in it. How important is whether the Eurozone will get its act together, so to speak, and will, you know, the countries will come together and find some kind of solution to the persisting problems?
I believe it is crucially important for all small and open economies such as Czech economy. Nevertheless, looking at the Czech economy in 2012, we really had mainly problems with domestic consumption and domestic investments. But part of that problem can be also seen from the global perspective as a kind of, I would say, lack of confidence in the profitability of longer-term investments. And I believe here the improvement can come if the Eurozone can find a longer-term solution to its problems. Then Czech companies may see more stable foreign orders, more stable foreign environment, and under these circumstances, this pro-export-oriented sector, which looks basically very healthy, looking at their fundamentals, may be willing to hire more more people, more labor force, and therefore we could see also certain improvement in domestic consumption. So there is, I believe, a direct linkage, but very important one, between how Eurozone is able to tackle its problems and between the state of our economy and also the state of the domestic consumption here.
The bulk of Czech exports, 60% go to Eurozone, and bulk of that goes to Germany. German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned Germans that this year will be even more difficult. Do you see a realistic chance of some kind of revival of demand for Czech export?
Well, there are two good things. One is we are quite competitive in cost versus quality terms. And the second good thing is that we are exposed mainly to the countries which are not in so serious trouble. So mostly to Germany, to Central and Eastern Europe. And therefore, I believe we can, even if there is certain stabilization in the Eurozone and even if the peripheries suffer, we can profit from certain upturn in German demand, and that can be enough for the Czech export. So I believe it can, realistically, I believe the second half of 2013 can be better if Eurozone is able to avert the most dramatic black scenarios. Under that, these conditions, we can profit from that kind of development.
Coming back to the issue of the falling of very weak domestic demand in the Czech Republic, as you said, it was the lowest since 1995. Can the government do something to boost the confidence of Czech households?
The government has chosen to go through quite severe austerity measures in 2011 and in 2012, and there are several others planned for 2013. So we decided to lower our budget deficit at much faster pace than, for example, Poland. It, of course, has its longer-term and mid-term benefits, but it has a shorter-term pain. One could argue, of course, against specific measures. I, for example, miss more systemic measures in the fields like pension area, like healthcare area. There are several things that could have been done better. But the point is, the government has chosen this way to go pretty fast in terms of fiscal tightening. And then you can hardly avoid this negative effect on domestic consumption. So I consider that to be a political choice, and I respect that. I would not criticize the government for that. I would criticize it rather for a lack of more serious, pronounced reforms. But overall, I think the government also should receive some credentials for how it sticked to the initial plan. That is something what is extremely important and was extremely important on the markets during the turbulent periods. If you have the government that you can believe that it sticks to some initial plan and follows initially set targets, that's something of a value. And because of that, also the Czech government can have one of the lowest yields on the government bonds in the Europe these days.
If I ask you in a different way, do you expect the domestic demand to be revived this year? You mentioned one aspect of it, which is the fact that if the firms working for experts are successful and they start to hire more people, this could be a factor in reviving domestic demand. What other factors could there be this year?
Well, unfortunately, there are not going to be so many factors that are going to help the households to boost the expenditures, rather helping with the stabilization of it. Overall, I do not expect much improvement in the confidence of a household. I just expect a stabilization. And when we look back to 2011, 2012, we saw that many households were postponing certain expenditures on durable goods. And I believe they cannot do that forever. So that's going to be one of the things that should really help in bottoming out process. Nevertheless, I'm not overly optimistic for 2013 when I look at the households. One must take into account that the unemployment rate is going to rise, not dramatically, but it's going to rise, and the real wage is not going to change much. It's going to stay more or less stable. For some sectors, it's going to decline even for the second year in a row. So definitely, I don't see much space for increase in the spending, rather for a stabilization in the middle of the year.
What will happen then, do you think? You know, what will bring the change?
The process of bottoming out is going to consist of several things that together will help the economy to revive. First of all, what I've already mentioned is that certain expenditures you cannot postpone forever. Second, I believe that the companies are going to start to hire at the end of 2013, slowly, cautiously, because I believe that kind of volatility that the companies had in their both foreign and domestic orders is going to stabilize. And third, what should help is that the Czech government is going to relax the austerity measures in the second half of 2013, and the Czech National Bank is really trying hard to keep the monetary conditions extremely relaxed. So the money should remain for most of the households and companies relatively very cheap. So the availability of the resources is going to be very good. And when you put this all together, that should help the economy to bottom out. I don't want to sound overly optimistic, but I just believe that we are not going to see a very deep downturn in the Czech economy over the whole 2013, but a certain bottoming out in the middle of the year.